our help meet time. Whew. Take a deep breath, help meets. In fact, let's do that. Let's do that. Take a deep breath. You need it. You may not have had a good deep breath in a while. It's important. So while you're coming in, you're declaring, I'm a help meet suitable. And I'm sipping. And while we're doing that, that felt good to me. You do that too. Oh my goodness. Take a deep breath. See? It feels good, doesn't it? So I'm Yvette Benton and I'm a help meet suitable. And it's a little different today because I have not finished all of my green smoothie today. So I don't have my sparkling juice. I'm finishing up my green smoothie. Lord help Jesus. Lord help Jesus. I'm a help meet suitable, and this is Help for the Help Meet book. It also has a workbook. Do you have what you need? This is a weapon of mass destruction, but let's do this. God's strategies for becoming His help meet suitable. So let me tell you. Today, it took me a little minute. What are we talking about today, Lord? What do you want us to think about today? And I always love it when we spend time together. So Isaiah 55 and 11, Amplified Version. Isaiah 55 and 11. So you know when God takes us to the Word, He's not playing with us. It's not just something Yvette is saying. This is something the Word of God is saying. It shall prosper. That's the declaration. We're going to make it today because your word shall prosper. Your prayer shall prosper. You shall prosper. Your marriage will prosper. I'm already excited and I haven't even read out of the book yet. That was called a spoiler alert. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Isaiah 55 and 11. One of my favorite scriptures. It declares, so shall, this is Isaiah. So shall my, but he's talking from the Lord. You know prophets do that. They speak. And they're speaking from the Lord. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. This is God telling us. So shall his word be. It shall not return to me void. God is saying his word will not return void. Without producing any effects. It will not be useless. God's word won't return void. It won't have the no effect, and it won't be useless. That's good news to me. It better be good news to you. All right. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose. God is saying, let me just sip on that. My word won't return void. It's going to accomplish what I say it's going to accomplish. Period. Okay, that part was me. Y'all notice I didn't sip. I don't have any problem sipping when we got sparkling juice. Y'all help me out. All right. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect or useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose. And my favorite part, it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. It shall prosper. God's word shall prosper. So when we speak God's word, help me, we're basically saying, God, I trust your word, so it's going to prosper. God, I believe your word, so it's going to prosper. God, I believe what you said, so it's going to prosper. I'm going to read your word back to you. I'm going to pray your word back to you. I'm going to decree your word back to you, and it'll prosper. I'm declaring it. So we prayed for belief on Tuesday, King Prayer, yesterday's King Prayer. And we have to understand, in order for us to pray belief over the kings, we have to believe God's word. We have to know God's word. We have to declare, oh, it's going to prosper. I might need to pray it until I see it. And when I see it, I'm going to protect it. But I know it's going to prosper. I might have to wait a little bit. I might have to be a little bit patient. I might have to suffer a little while. Uh-oh, sip. Suffer a little while. But God's word is going to prosper. So what has God's word said about you, about your marriage? What has God's word said? What has God told you? His word is not going to return void, but we've got to have belief. We've got to say it like we mean it. We've got to understand. What did his word? I'm holding up my book because it's full of scripture. What did his word say? Oh, his word said, it is written. That's the declaration. It is written, devil. I know the word. And if you don't know the word, I'm going to challenge you. I'm challenging my mentoring group. We're going to be doing Bible study. Let me tell you, you have to know the word to know what God said. And then when you know what God said, if that's not what God's word said, that's not what's going to happen. But it won't return void. It will not return void. It is written. Part of the problem, in order to be a helpmeet that's suitable, you got to know what's written. Are you suitable? Are you sanctified? Do you know what was written? Oh, it is written, and God's word will not return void. You can get an attitude with the devil when you know that. You can get downright authoritative. I'm bold in the spirit because I know what is written. I know what God's word said. I'm a helpmeet suitable, so I know it shall prosper. That's good stuff. After that scripture, it says, so stand on the word of God and do what he has instructed of you. If we want God's word to produce results, we must live our lives according to it. Should I just put the book? If we want God's word to produce results, we must live our lives according to the word of God. Live your life according to the word that is written. Put it in your heart. It's submitted and sanctified, it won't return void because it's written and you know it and you believe it and you decree it and you declare it because you're suitable. When you know the word, you decree the word, you believe the word, you declare the word, you say it is written, you're suitable. So what did God's word say about your relationship, about your marriage, about your family, about your destiny, about your purpose? What did God's word say? Declare it out loud and tell the enemy, oh, it is written, and God's word will prosper. Oh. That's even a green smoothie sip. Tell the devil, please, get back. God's word is prospering. You're in my way. God's word is in the midst of prospering. When you don't see it yet, you say, oh, but it's prospering. It's happening. It won't return void. So I believe. Yeah, I'm decreeing it out loud. Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you. So get your journal. You had some homework. Did you do your homework? You had some homework to write in your journal. You were supposed to write your words like honeycomb words. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those teachers that don't forget. Yeah, I gave you an assignment. Check it off. Did you write? Okay. Mm-hmm. Come on. Get your reflection and write some of the scriptures that declare what God's word says about you, about your husband. Then declare it and know. It'll prosper. It shall prosper. You gotta say that like you mean it. You gotta type it like you mean it. Oh, it'll prosper. It shall prosper. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. Get your resources on the website. You need your book, your workbook, so you know what God's word says. And then you'll be able to believe it shall prosper. You got to believe and keep on believing. Mm-hmm. And keep on believing. You're a helpmeet suitable. You have a priest, prophet, and king. and God's word shall prosper. All right. It was so good to be with you all. Do you need a mentor? Now wait, only if you're ready for discipline, order, and understanding spiritual warfare and the help meet role. Then I might be your mentor. If not, you might have to find a different mentor. If you're not ready for order and discipline and a whole lot of work, because faith without works is dead, and that's a whole nother tip. That's a whole nother tip. So first lighten up, then go to our website and see if maybe you need some of those resources or you need a mentor. Get what you need. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. And I'll see
you. I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.